that he says, therefore, soicher k'shoy mechinam, that a soicher, if you rent it, he had the same halacha like a shoy mechinam. If so, listen chutz mi shoy mechinam be a soicher. He should have said even a soicher is also put then on a shoymer, on a shmir, with a shmir of chusa. If he goes like no. If you rent it, it's like you're getting paid for it. That you have luck like a nice socha, like you're taking pay, and you have to watch it better. If so, nisne chutz mishrei mechinam v'kula mawadim. V'kula. It should have said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should have said chutz mishrei mechinam v'kula. Why? So Rashi says, Vik Reb Yehuda, Heichi d'sham l'shmir b'chusa, mai m'sham l'kaika. Homer Reb Yehuda, mu'ed sagla d'shmir b'chusa. Our Reb Yehuda sheik through that every mu'ed is enough with the shmir b'chusa. So if we're going according to Reb Yehuda sheikta, that a shoy mesocher is like a nice socher, so then we're talking about now you made a shmir b'chusa. So he holds that they should also all be put to them. Nisni, like that's the kasha, Nisni should have learned, chutz m'shoy mechina v'kulam b'mu'adim peturim linyan kaifa, should have said. Because Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that a shmir of chusa is enough for a mu'ud. So Gemara answers, so therefore it's shre, who does this price go like? Who does it go like? Only a shrem echinim is poto and not the other shremrim. So Gemara answers, Omer Rav Huna bar chinana ha'mani Reb Lezi. I tell you, this price goes according to Reb Lezi shita. The Yoma that says like this, Ein loy shmira ela sakin. That he also know, Reb Lezi holds, that Rashi ain't like shmir lamuid. When you have a shir hamuid, no shmir helps. Elasakin. It means even a shmir mula, he holds is not good. The koshkan for sure a shmir pchus is no good. So therefore, you have to pay kaifer. When you demay a shir, Rashi is not mechayovin the lay on the shir shmir mula. And therefore, it's only a shir mechinim that's potter. But other shirim ataka chayif because Reb Lezer holds even with a shmir mula you chayif. Now the Gemara says, and the Ulinian soicher, what does our mission hold about a soicher, somebody that rents it? So will our Rabbi Yehuda. So you are my soicher, can I say soicher on me? Our bright soul that if you rent it, you have the same halacha like you're paying for it. If you rent it, and the same halacha like you're being paid for it. And therefore, you're not like a shrei mechinam. Therefore it's good, only a shrei mechinam is potter. Because the shrei mechinam is not for the shmir of chusa. But the other shrei rim, they have to have a better watching. So therefore, since they didn't do the better watching, that's why they're chayif for it. Abayi Ram Abayi says, Liyolun Krebi Meya. No, I'm Mishnah go according to Rameya, I tell you. I, according to Rameya, the kasha was, Rameya holds, Seicher is Keshay Mechinim Dami. So it should have said, Kutsi Seicher, it should have said. So Marin says, I'll tell you, Ukidamachlif Rabba Baravua. Like Rabba Baravua turned it around. Vatoni, and learned like this. Seicher, Ketzad Mishalim. If you rent it, what kind of locker do you have? Rabbi Meir, you're going to make a shrei mechinam. Rabbi Meir says, you're like you're being paid, and therefore you're chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to make a shrei mechinam. So therefore, our mission goes according to Rabbi Meir, that a soicher is like a nice socher, and therefore only a shrei mechinam is potter, but the other one's like a chayiv. All right, turn over. There's only a shrei mechinam is potter. Because only by a shrei mechinam is enough to have a shmiro chusa. But by the other shreimim, they have a locha like a shrei mesacha, and therefore you need a shmiro mula. So that's why the other ones you have to pay. Omer Reb Lezer, let's look like this. Mosa shoyro le shrei mechinam. Let's say a person gave over his shor to a shrei mechinam to watch. He gave over your shor to a shrei mechinam. Now Hezek, if the shor does damage to somebody else, chayif. So the shrei mechinam is chayiv. If he didn't make any shmira, he's a pashaya. He has to pay for the damage the shor did. Who's that? Let's say the shor itself got damaged. Potter. Then the shrei mechinam is potter to pay the owner the damage that happened to the shomer, to the shor. He's potter. So Mara says again, Amri, let's say, Hechi Dami, what are we talking about over here? I de kibble lay shmiras nezokov. If the shrei mechinam accepted upon himself to watch it, that nothing for the damages. Afilu huzik na'am al-chayif. So posture for damages mean whether it did damage to somebody else or whether the shor itself got damaged. It's your achrayis, so you have to watch it. So therefore you should have to pay the owner if it got damaged. So why do we say yipotah? V'idu le'kibbul le'shmiras nezokiv, if the shomer did not accept upon himself to watch it from damages, if so, afilu hezik na'am al-lifter. So even if the shor goes and does damage to somebody else, also you should be potter. So Gemara says, "On my Rava, Rava says like this: Li'aylam really shekibul olav shmiras nizakav." We're talking about he accepted upon himself shmiras nizakav. For Yehocha b'mayaskin, no, we're talking about over here. Kagoyin shehika boy shehunakhun. We're talking about that. We realize it. Hika boy shehunakhun. That we know that this shore was a dangerous shore. And the Shoyme still took the Achrayas, took it upon himself to watch it. And therefore it's like this. Vistama de milsa most probably, the loy ozel iyo u mazik achrina kiblalei. Then most probably the Shoyme, like he knew, this is a dangerous shore. So when you took it to watch it, most probably you accepted upon yourself to watch it, that it should not do damage to somebody else. That you accepted upon yourself, you're going to watch it, that it won't do damage to somebody else. And therefore, if the shore does do damage to somebody else, you have to pay. But the osiach rini umaski lay l'di day loyasaka daite. But that you didn't think about, then maybe another shore would come and do damage to this shore. Like this shore is a bully. This shore is a dangerous shore. So you never think about such a shore would get damaged. You only think that this shore does damage to other people. So when you accepted it, most probably you only accepted it to watch it shouldn't do damage to other people. But it never even entered your mind to think that maybe somebody else would do damage to it. So therefore you didn't accept upon yourself to watch it for the damage that happens to itself. Like Rashi says, Ustama de Milsa, Shore Natkin, a shore that's a dangerous shore, ki mekabel linchin tirusele. If a person accepts to watch it, Lamashu Muhsik Makabule. For what it's aiming, what it's probably to do, you accept it upon yourself. So Lelezek Achrini should not do damage to other people. Avod Leliske Achrini, but that other people shouldn't come to do damage to it. Lemasik Adayt, you don't think about that. Shereyen Shom Amasiyatze Lenegde Bipachtoi. You didn't think any other shore would come near it. Like every shore is afraid of this shore. So you never thought that this shore would be damaged. So therefore you do not accept upon yourself to watch it from being damaged. That's why the Shoyim Achinam is potter if it received the damage. Now the Mishnah says, Koshroi Bola Bimaseir. Let's say the owner tied up this shore with a string. Or else Vinoya Bifonet Kiro. It locked the door like you're supposed to do it. So Rashi says it means Hainu Shmira Khusa. We made a simple watching. Delos, you have a door there that you lock the door. Shechol Lama Bruch Mitsuya. This door now could stand up in front of a normal wind. Like the Mar says in Akrenis. So the owner, the Kitzin, made a Shmira Khusa here. Now, the Hezek, the Yotz of Hezek, the shore broke loose and did damage. So the Mishnah says, Echot Tam V'Yechot Mu'ed Chayiv Dibur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds whether the shore is a Tam or a Mu'ed, a Shmira Pchusa is not enough. The Bailam has to make a Shmira Mu'la, a Shmira Pchusa is not enough, a simple watching. And therefore it's like you didn't watch it, therefore the owner has to pay for the damage. Rabbi Yehuda of Yudah says, Tam Chayiv. If your shore is only a Tam, then you Chayiv. A Shmira Pchusa, simple watching, is not enough for a Tam. But a Mu'ed, if Yeshua is a Mu'ed, then Potter, then a simple watching is enough. It doesn't make any sense, but the Pshat is there's a Kosev. Shenema, the Pesach says, for lo yishmerenu bolo. By a Mu'ed it says, you only have to pay because the owner didn't watch it at all. V'shomer who's there, but this Shah was watched. Even though it was only watched with a simple watching, but our core point of the Pesach says, Yoni chayiv, if you didn't watch it at all. And Rashi says, v'lo yishmerenu bolo. But Mu'ed says, but the pasuk is telling us that any simple watching the owner does, he's potter by a mu'ed, but not by a tam. Rabbi Lezer, the third sheet there is, ain loy shmira l'saknios, know that for a shor ha-mu'ed, there's no way to watch it. Watch it, ain loy shmira l'mu'ed. If you have a shor ha-mu'ed, there's no way you could watch it to say you're potter. Only the sak means to say like you have to kill it. Even if you watched it very good, and knocked down the wall, and it went out, still chayiv. Because that's the shita, the shor hamu'ed, you can't free yourself. So Rashi says, v'sholosh machlekes, over the three machlekes here. Rabbi Meir b'shmir, Rabbi Chusa chayiv, Rabbi Mula potter, Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Chusa nami potter, Rabbi Lezer b'mula nami chayiv. Good, there are three machlekes here. The other Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Meir. What's the time of Rabbi Meir? What's Rabbi Meir's svara that he says that echad tam v'yechad mu'ed is chayiv, a shmir of chus is not enough? Kisava kasiyot tam shivorim lav v'chesed shimakayma. A regular shore is not watched. Even the Shara Tam is not really watched. The Yom Rachman Atara says, Tam Nechayiv, the Tam is Chayiv, you have to pay, the Niboy Leshmir Kuso. That what? That first I would have thought to say that it's enough to watch it, a simple watching. Hold the Yom Rachman, then the Torah says, V'lo Yishmurenu Gabe Mu'ud, you didn't watch it, by a Mu'ud, the Niboy Leshmir Mula. The Torah repeats itself like a second time to teach us that you even have to have a Shmir Mula. Such a Meir Shita. So Rashi says what? Lav v'chet v'shim ha'kaimo, min astam shvorma, not watched, einod v'sham v'shar v'klal. Normally a person doesn't watch it at all, but he lets it go out. Therefore, when the Torah says the tam is chayiv, means the Torah says you're supposed to watch it. How much of a watching though? A simple watching. Then when the Torah says by mu'ud, you have to watch it, that's teaching us, you have to have a better watching, you have to have a shmira mula. That's Rabbi Meir's svar. V'yalef negichel ha'tam, negichel ha'mu'ud. To learn out, negicha tam negicha mu'ud, Rashi Gzera Shava, to liboy na mitam shmira mula. Therefore, it learns out just like by mu'id needs a shmira mula, the same thing as a tam also needs a shmira mula. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, stam shvor mecheska shmira kaim. No, regular shor hatam is mecheska shmira. You don't have to watch it at all. Amrach Mona Torah says then, tam neshalim, to liboy the shmira mula. Torah tells you, if it's simply watched, the Torah says, still you chayv, it means to say, it's not enough for a simple watching. But you have to have it watched good. Hey, stam shvor mizbecheska shima kaima. A regular shor is always watched, it's simply watched. So the Torah says, still you chayv, means that the simple watch is not enough. The Torah wants a shmir mula. Hodom, and then the Torah is called on rachmano, vuleishim reno gabi muit. Then he boil a shmir mula. Sounds like a second time it has to have a shmir mula. He also have a ribu yachar ribui. Vien ribu yachar ribui, elolamayit. Comes to say a miyat, you don't need it. So miyat akos la shmir mula. The states that a muad does not need a shmir mula, but a muad is enough to have a shmir up chusa. All right, we'll stop here. If you hold enough mem hey on my base, we'll say over again the Mishnah. Mishnah says again, koshru bala be maisera of noble fun of karo, the yotz of hezik, kits of yemei the shmir of chusa, echotam v'yechad muad chayim. Dibru v'meya. That whether the time or whether the muad with a shmir of chusa, a simple watching with ruach mitzuya, you're still chayim. Rabbi Yehuda Roime, tam chayim, or tam tak is chayim. But a muad potter, she never potter said, lo yish moreno bala. For shomer who's there, but this is watched. Mashmo with a shmir of chusa, it's enough for a muad. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We'll see in the Gemara why. Rabbi Lezer Roime, the opposite, that ain't lo shmir el asakin. That a muad, there's no way to watch it. You're always chayiv if it does damage. The only way to watch a mood is by killing it. Rosh says now, so it's a three-way machlokes. Does a shmir of chusa help for a mood, or doesn't it help? Or does any shmir at all help? Three-way machlokes. Rosh says, my time with Ramei. What's Ramei's word to say that a shmir of chusa never helps? So Rosh says like this. Ksava Ramei holds, stam shvorim la v'ches kashir mekayma. A regular ox, if somebody owns a shore, normally the owner does not watch it. It's not watched at all. Therefore, the Yom Rachman Atara says, Tam Nechayiv. Therefore, the Torah says, if your shore does damage, a Tam is Chayiv to pay. Why? Then he boil a Shmir of Chusa. The Torah wants you to do at least some watching to it. Usually people don't watch it at all. Now the Torah wants you to watch at least a simple watching. Hoder Omer, then the Torah says, Hoder Rachman of Leish Moreno, Gavi Muad. The Torah repeats itself again. It says, by a Shara Muad again, you have to watch it. Then he boil a Shmir of Mula. To teach us that you have to have a better watching. Not only is a simple watching enough, but you have to have a good watching. And so, v'yalef negicha latam negicha lamuad. Rabbi Meir learns out, it says the word negicha v'atam negicha by muad. So just like by muad, you have to have a shmira mu'ula. The same thing, tam also needs a shmira mu'ula. Rabbi Yehuda, son of Yehuda, holds no. Stam shvorim b'cheska shim akayma. Rabbi Yehuda holds, stam shvorim is b'cheska shim akayma. That means most people watch their shvorim. They do a simple watching without the Torah. That's the mitzvah. You want to watch your shore, so most people watch it, a simple watching. Therefore, Amar Chachmon HaTorah says, Tam Nishalin, if your animal does damage, even after you watch it simply, still Yechayiv, why? To the boy Leshmir Mula. The Torah wants you to make a good watching. Hod Amar Chachmon, then the Torah says, Leish Moreno Gavi Muad. The Torah repeats itself again by Yeshor HaMuad, to say, Leish Moreno, that you have to watch it. To Nevel Leshmir Mula. The mitzvah teaches a second time, also, the Torah wants you to make a good watching. If so, by a muad, have a ribu yachar ribu. It's like an addition after an addition. It's like two times the Torah teaching us this chiddush. A ribu yachar ribu. And the klal is, v'yein ribu yachar ribu yelo lamayit. When we have a double ribu, it's there wanting to be mayit to tell us you don't need so much. So therefore, miyut hakasa l'shmira mula. The Torah said that by a muid, you do not need a shmira mula. It's a good back enough to a shmira kusa. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. I, b'chitem, maybe you'll ask me, negich latam, negich lamuid. Maybe what? You should learn out one from the other, just like by muid, it's enough for the shmira kusa. The same thing by a tam. Samara says, no, miyut rachamon, Rabbi Yehuda, there's a miyut here. It says, v'lo yishmirenul is there, v'lo yachar. Only by a muid is it enough to have a shmira kusa. You don't need such a watching. But by a time, you need a better watching. You need a watching of a shmira mula.
What's the
spark? We have a question. We need this possible leishm reno, that's allowed. If you don't watch your show, you're over allowed. The Gemara says, just for that, in came so nikhle rachamana v'lo yishmer. Mai v'lo yishmer reno, lazeh v'lo liyachar. That only by a muid you have such a locha that to say a shmira chusa is enough. But anyway, that's the chiddush by a muid, but by a time you don't have this chiddush. Therefore, by a time we remain, you have to have a shmira mula. Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, echad tam v'yechad muid. Whether the Yeshua was a tam or whether the Yeshua was a muid. She'esham lo shmira p'chusa. That the owner made a shmira p'chusa shino pata. He argues even both of them, it's enough for the shmira p'chusa. Even a bigger chiddush than Rabbi Yehuda. Not only is a muid enough, but he holds even a tam is enough for shmira p'chusa. My time, what's the reason of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Sovolach Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Yom that holds Mu'ed v'shmira p'chusa sagile. He holds the Ribu Yachar Ribui. The teacher says you don't need a shmira mula, but it's enough with a shmira p'chusa. And that's what it says by Mu'ed. And therefore he learns out and says, V'yalav negichu l'tam, negichu l'mu'ed. He makes it Xerah Shav. It says the word negicha by tam and the word negicha by Mu'ed. So just like by Mu'ed, it's a shmira p'chusa is enough. Who are then by a tam, also a shmira p'chusa, simple watching is enough. Omar Rav Ada Bar Ava, lepot Rav Yehuda el tzad ha'odo sheboi. Rav Ada Bar Ava says the chiddush now, that according to Rav Yehuda, that holds that tam needs a shmira mula. If you only make a shmira p'chusa, you chayiv. By a muid, if you make a shmira p'chusa, you potter. With a muid, a shmira p'chusa is enough. Now how much of a muid is enough? That's only the tzad muid sheboi. The pot of Yudel at Tzad Hodoshabai means the second chatzinez, the second half of the payment. Abul Tzad Tamus, the Mekayim by Medes. But after the Muad pays the Nesek Sholem, the Pshat is the first half of the payment is the same payment for a Tam. So, like it still remains as Din Tam on the first chatzinezik. So, for a Tam, a Shemira Pchus is not enough. So, therefore, if you have your Muad and you made a Shemira Pchus and it does damage, that the Jebiyut says it's Potter, you only Potter on the second half of the payment. That's a payment of Mu'ud. But the first Chatzin Nezek, that's still a payment for Teres Tam. And for Teres Tam, he agrees that Tam is not enough for the Shmira Chusa. You have to have a Shmira Mula. That's Rav Adam Arab's Chiddush. Omar Rav, Rasta like this now. Mu'ud Lekeren Yamin. If you have a Shor that's a Mu'ud, it did damage 3 times already with its right horn. Ain't a Mu'ud Lekeren Smolish. No, for the 4th time, it does damage with its left horn. It's only a Tam. For that, it's not a Mu'ud. That's his chiddush. So Mar says, Amri Aliba Daman. Who is Rav saying this according to? I Aliba the Rabbi Meir. If he's saying according to Rabbi Meir Shita, Rabbi Meir says, Omar Echad Tam VeYechad Muid Shmira Mula Boy. Both of them have to have a Shmira Mula. In other words, Rashi says like this. Whereas Aliba Daman means Kolayim. Rashi says, Ho Vada Linyan Tashlumim LeYitzvachle. That we don't need Rav to teach us that for the immediate and Nezek Sholem and the small Sony Achatzin Nezek, that's Pshita. We have a lot of cases like that. That your Mu'ud liyodom, lo yavim Mu'ud l'behema. And here also, if you have a Mu'ud for your right horn, the right horn is more stronger, you have more strength to right, so Pshita, you're not a Mu'ud for the left side. So that's not Rav's Chiddush. Therefore, the Gemara is saying, what is Rav's Chiddush in Yin Shmira? He's teaching us. That the question is, you only need a Shmira Pchusa is enough for the right side, because that's a Mu'ud. And the left side, that's a tam, that needs a shmira mula. That's what Rav Lechura meant to say. That al tilcha shmira, there's a difference. So Gemara is saying now, who is he saying this according to? I aliba the Rameh, he's going to quote Rabbi Meir. For Omar Rameh says, echa tam v'yechad muid, shmira mula boy. So according to Rabbi Meir, there's no difference. Whether the right one's a muid or a tam, don't make a difference. Rabbi Meir holds both the tam and the muid needs the same shmira, a shmira mula. So Rav can't be teaching us the Chiddush in Shmira according to Rabbi Meir. I Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda is going according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita is so that Rabbi Yehuda says there's a difference. That a Mu'ud is enough with a Shmira Pchusa. and a tam needs a shmir mula. So then Rav needs to teach us that for the right horn, you have to make a shmir of chusas enough. And for the left horn, you have to make a shmir mula. So for tomorrow, that's the pshat. Ilib the Rabbi Yehuda, if so, ma'ira karen. Smoil, what are you going to tell me that the karen smoil, the left horn, needs a shmir mula? Afilu b'yiminani, isbeit sa tamus. Even the right horn also should have to have a shmir mula for the tzad tamus shaboy. The isbeit sa muedis. There is true. Rabbi Yehuda holds the muid is enough for the shmir of chusa. But if you hold like Rav Adam Arava, it's only on the tzad muid shaboy. But on the first chatanezik of a tzad tamus, you have to have a shmir mula. So to come out with this right horn itself, if you want to free yourself completely, you have to have a shmir mula. Because for the first chatzinezek that you're paying but there was tam, you need a shmir mula. So what's the atchaman the chil to the right and the left? He could have said the same thing on the right itself. That's the maskasha. I alib the Rabbi Yehuda, ma'iri karen smoil. What do you got to say? Karen smoil needs a shmir mula. Afilu b'yiminami, even the right horn for a certain halacha needs a shmir mula. Is beitzat tamas v'is beitzat muedes. Amin Umar says, Li'elam, really, I'll tell you, he said it alib the Rabbi Yehuda. Rav said like Rabbi Yehuda, that what, only the left needs a shmir mula, but the right side, the mu'ah, does not need it. It's enough for shmir b'chusa. And the pshat is, v'loi svir like the Rav Adam Arava, that Rav does not hold like Rav Adam Arava. He holds rather that a mu'ah is completely part of the whole mu'ah. He doesn't know that Tzad Thomas is been claimed by Medes. V'lochi kom, this is what Rav needs to say. Ki hai gavno, hu di mishkachas dey Tzad Thomas mu'edis. Only where do you find the difference between the tam and the mood in one shore? Only between the right horn and the left hand, the left horn. The right horn is a mood, it's enough to make a shmira chusa. The left horn, that's a tam, there you have to have a shmira.